You're listening to SBS News.
Stawell in Western Victoria is famous for hosting Australia's richest foot race, the Stawell Gift. But now the small town, 230 kilometres from Melbourne, is about to play a major role in a scientific race as researchers try to understand what makes up our universe. Professor Jeff Brooks from Swinburne University explains.
We've known for quite some time now that we can't explain the mass of the universe. So when we look at all the stars and everything that's twinkling out there in space, when we sum it all up, it doesn't explain a lot of the physics of the universe. There seems to be about over 80% of mass of the universe that we can't explain. And we call this dark matter.
Dark matter does not absorb, reflect, or emit light, so it has never been seen. Its existence is inferred in the gravitational effect it seems to have on visible matter.
So the galaxies are spinning quicker than they should. Light is bending more, than it should. So something is doing that, and it's something that we can't see. So it's dark, right? But there's matter there doing that, but it's dark. So the evidence that there's something going on is there, but what exactly is exact nature, we don't know.
An underground lab at the Stawell Gold Mine could hold the secret. A 30-minute journey through an operating mine takes you to the recently built Stawell Underground Physics Laboratory. It is 1 kilometre underground. Professor Elisabetta Barberio from the University of Melbourne is leading the project. She says experiments have to take place so far underground to block out any radiation.
But then we need to eliminate any other possibility of noise coming from normal matter interacting with matter. So that's why to do a dark matter experiment, we place a detector underground so it doesn't get disturbed by cosmic rays, so this radiation that comes from star and the sun. Underground, there is almost no radiation.
In the lab, a crystal will be immersed in 10 tons of liquid surrounded in a steel case, with scientists watching to see if they can detect the particles.
So we end up with a detector, a crystal, particular for catching dark matter that has almost no radioactivity. So when dark matter interacts with our crystal, if we see light, that is dark matter.
The lab is 18 metres high and is a well-lit space with some exposed rock. It cost $12 million to build and is a collaboration between several Australian universities. There's a lot at stake for the researchers. There are about a dozen other dark matter labs in the world, but nothing like this in the Southern Hemisphere. Here's Professor Elisabetta Barberio again.
That will be one of the major discoveries of the century, because we will discover what the majority of the universe is made of, and also we will discover a new particle of which properties we don't know. So we will enter in a very new area of physics, in a new era of understanding the universe.
The Northern Grampian Shire put forward the mine for scientific research more than a decade ago, after fears the gold mine could close. Councillor Murray Emerson says a lot of hard work and lobbying has gone into getting the lab to this stage.
Oh, well, it's put Stawell in the Northern Grampian Shire on the international map. The fact that we've got the only underground physics laboratory in the Southern Hemisphere, 1,000 metres underground, directly 1,000 metres underground, is something that that attracts people's imaginations.
And he hopes this small town of 8,000 people could become an epicentre for research in the regions.
And that's what we're hoping for, because that's where the benefit to our community will be, that this goes on for a long time and more researchers come to our community. And do the research underground. So it's the start of something gigantic.
Sean Wales, SBS News.